Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wanna be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. John and Dell, along with RJ, and what a great day yesterday. Is that so much fun? That is just so much fun. A doubleheader against the Yankees. Not so much for the Yankees, but for us Houstonians. I went out, I was at the late game last night, and rode down with some Yankee fans. There were plenty of Yankee fans there. I think we heard it when Judge hit that homer, or LeMahieu's homer early on in the first game. Gleyber hit one as well. There were plenty of Yankees fans there, and they were cordial. They were nice. They said the Yankees fans that I saw in the elevator on the way down, they were like, you know, you guys are very nice. It's very nice to come here. Well, we're nice people. We're not like you. They don't want anything to do with us, though.
Team or the fans?
The fans. I think the Yankees are about everybody involved with the Yankees just doesn't want to see the Astros ever again.
Of course. I mean, you go on Twitter and they have come to the realization, at least one guy did, we have to change. We got to make changes. We can't play with this team. That's where they are.
That's where they are.
We're
renting space.
You have to.
Yeah.
Considering what has happened in the playoffs, even some of the dramatic regular season games, the no-hitter most recently, the comeback was last year with Altuve hitting the home run. I can't imagine any Yankee fan wants anything to do with the Astros going forward because, you know, and rightfully so, this is a team that probably believes they have a shot to win a World Series. If they see the Astros in the postseason, all the past ghosts of the last, five, 6 years, actually since 2015,
15.
The last 7 years are going to come up again.
Yeah.
They don't want any part of them.
No. It's in their head now. Now, there were some, first of all, them showing, they better show Yordan's home runs if they're showing his home run and his double. If they're showing Aaron Judge's homer in the ninth inning of a five-run game.
Of a game they went on to lose.
Yeah, that they went on to lose. And they show Judge's. That's typical ESPN. We're watching the highlights right now. And they show Judge's bomb, which was, holy crap. Belak put it up there. Holy crap, did he crush that ball.
You guys always tell us to throw it and make them hit it.
Right.
Stop walking, guys. That's what happens.
Why he brought him out for the fourth inning. Just a couple things about Dusty.
Oh, we're going to do this early.
No, I mean, just a couple of things. I mean, they're in Seattle tonight. Big series. Dusty's the guy. Dusty's great. But why does this is the second time in a couple of weeks that he's brought Yordan to the plate late in the game with first base open. It makes no sense to do that. You know that they're going to walk Yordan. You're taking the bat out of Yordan's hands. And he did that again, which is just... you got to wait for the situation. I know that, okay, well then, you know, Yordan might just die on the bench. Well, then Yordan might die on the bench, but it's better than putting him up there and just having him walk to first base. That just doesn't make any sense at all. Don't do that anymore, but I don't know. With first base open in a big game, I was shocked that they pitched to Yordan with first base open in the second inning.
At all, yeah. Why are they messing with him?
What are you doing? The dude is unbelievable. It's the second inning. You're down 2-0. Don't pitch to Yordan with two on.
Or do. Thank you.
Thank you. That was great. That was awesome. But Aaron Boone, you got to put some respect. He doesn't. Does he respect I don't think he put some respect on Yordan.
Does he know that Yordan's a savage at the plate, too?
He's not one of his savages, okay?
I know.
He's not a savage like his savages. But that can't be dumber. You know, they got to be pissed. Nick, if you're not following Nick Torturo, I don't know if I'm following him or he comes up in my timeline all the time because he just goes nuts every time the Astros play against the Yankees. He is the most fanatical Yankee fan you will ever see. He was so pissed at the shift that Matuszewicz beat to win game one. He goes nuts. Maybe you can clean it up some. Maybe if you
Are
by
you
the end of the
at
show,
me to clean it up.
Maybe
or
by
RJ?
The end. Well,
I don't
RJ,
have the equipment to do that.
You don't have that equipment
not
anymore.
Anymore.
Maybe by the end of the show, you'll be able to clean it up because there were so many F bombs and S bombs and everything else in there that you can't. You're going to have. It's going to take you a little while to clean this thing up. Anyway, the shift. Thank you, but second and third and nobody out. And Yuli strikes out again. It is becoming epidemic. Like Yuli can't get anybody home when he was magical at it last year. He's not the same guy.
Ball wasn't even close as far as where the location. That was clearly it was in on him low and he swung at it. Yeah, he had no shot.
And then McCormick, who had a big day. McCormick had a nice day, but he's a wild. I didn't like him at all up in that situation. And he swung, he struck out as well. And then Matuszewicz comes through with the base hit to win it, the infield single to win it. And the Astros, win game one and then take game two. I texted my buddy when, you know, Dusty did a great job. Don't get me wrong. Javier was wild. Javier had to get out of the game. The bases loaded and nobody out and Carpenter at the plate. You're like, uh-oh, they could bust this thing open right now. And Carpenter hits a shot at Yuli and doubles up Judge, who is dumb. Why are you breaking on a line drive with two guys in front of you on second and third? That can't be dumber. That's just fantastic base running by Aaron Judge. But he's not a good base runner anyway.
No, he would fit in right. He would fit in here.
Yeah, that looked like an Astro.
Was he trying to campaign to be an Astro in the future?
Because, you know, his deal is up after this. So he's probably trying to get here to Houston. Look at how I base run.
Yeah. I know if we've had our issues in the past, but I'd fit in that clubhouse.
Fit in perfectly in that clubhouse. But Dusty did a great job. I mean, Maton came in and Montero, they were just and Stanek and Montero and then you ended up with Neris at the end. Presley's on the paternity leave.
Do we have to start a discussion about why athletes need to plan their births around their jobs? You can't.
Dale, sometimes it's just a
spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just happen.
They just I mean it's not this is when we will
no,
do it.
It should
this
be.
This is when
if we're gonna plan things around ovulations. We plan things around when you're going to pitch.
Well, I mean, missing a game in July should be okay. You know, that might be okay. Little did we know it was going to be a Yankee doubleheader.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Right.
We don't know. Right. That's why you take precautions, right?
Right. Well, Neris coming in. Now, it wasn't Neris's fault. That ground ball, first of all, Bregman goes for it and then pulls back and then... And then maybe he was shielded some, but Pena should have had that ball. Either of them diving at that ball just to keep it in the infield. You keep that ball in the infield, and the game is over.
Yeah.
You get one more out, and the game is over. Well, it's over. Neris is still on the mound. Neris, I like to call him Neris, is still on the mound until you don't know. But you can't let that ball get through like that. You got to do everything in your power. And now, they missed it, you know, and it was just a bad play. But you got to go all out. You're saving the game right there. That was really scary. Now, somebody told me, and maybe you guys can, after I went to the second game, and somebody told me, said, if that first game had gone extra innings, they were going to cancel the second game. Because they wouldn't have enough time. If it went more than 30 minutes past the three hours or whatever, if it was 3 hours and 30 minutes, maybe a four-hour game, that they were going to have to cancel the second game and the Yankees would have to come back and make it up at some other time. I had not heard that.
Yeah. Were they informing ticket buyers that could have happened?
That was not Not that I had seen.
Because if you're showing up to the game, well, you have your plan supposed to be at the game, and you're not aware that that could have happened.
Right, right.
So I don't know how they were disseminating that information to people.
Well, games have been canceled before. You just go home. You know?
But if they've already planning for the – yeah, stuff has happened that canceled games. But this is – we have a plan in place that we're going to cancel this game. If it gets to a somewhat realistic point, you would think they would have told people, just be aware, guys. Yeah. You're going to have people driving up to the ballpark and, turn around and go home?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened before. You got to, sorry, no game. Or you just get the announcement out as best you can. No game. That game has been canceled.
Sorry, no game. Something awful's happened in the area. Sorry, no game. A natural disaster. Sorry, no game. We didn't tell you that this could have occurred.
Sorry, no game because we don't have enough time to get everybody out of this game and get all of those ticket sales for the second game.
If that is true,
that's what it is.
If that possibility was true, I would have hoped they would have told the people who were going to show up for the second game that, hey guys, this is a possibility. I'm just not sure how you get that information out.
Right. Well, it didn't happen, which was good because Manicevic came through with two outs. And the bases loaded in the ninth inning. Those are a couple of really good wins. 2.5 games now behind the Yankees for the best record. And I'll make no mistake. You want that best record. You want those four games in Houston and not in New York.
And you breathe easier at least going into Seattle.
Yeah,
instead of it being 8, it's 10, so you're a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Going in there.
And you know this 5 games are very important to start the second half of the season. You'd love to take 2 out of 3 from Seattle right here. But even if you don't, you've won 3. If you take 1, you've still won 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
And even if you get swept, you're still in really, really good shape with a 7-game lead.
Now, what did you think about Aaron Boone's comments after the game?
Play him.
Oh, I don't have.
Oh, you don't have.
No, them. But there was a quote, you know, where he talks about, you know, I understand it's a big story. I understand the season we're in. It's not going to matter unless it's October.
In reference to the Astros' domination of them so far?
The total domination by the Astros. They played 55 innings, and the Astros led or tied 53 of them. That is total domination. Not one guy batted in those 7 games. Not one player batted where the Yankees had a lead.
Can you think of a time where your favorite team, just even going back to 2015, it's been a long run. We talked about it. Your favorite team has been such like the bane of another good team's existence where we've had that here that the Warriors did it to the Rockets.
Right.
The Colts did it to the Texans for so long. But where the team that you root for has the other team and their fan base shook. And it's actually another good team.
Well, not another good team because the Astros have dominated the Mariners now for how long? I mean,
certainly.
Yes, but the Mariners haven't been a great team. Now, the last couple of years, they've been much better. But they haven't been in the playoffs since 2003. What is it? Or whatever it is.
But we're talking about a team with championship aspirations. Not only are you always in their way, but now it's a 7-year stretch of beating them every time it matters.
So Aaron Boone thinks it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter until it's October. Well, it kind of does. Seeing as how now you're within 2.5 games of them. Now you've got a chance to get home field advantage. Now you've got the tiebreaker against them in case you tie. You got Boone? Here's Aaron Boone after the game.
Aaron, given the history that you have against the Astros, you know, they've won 5 of 7.
Yeah.
The 2 wins you had are walk-off wins. They've been in control of most of these games. How do you get past that part and you know, change the narrative?
Look, the narrative's not going to change, Dan, until you beat them in the playoffs if that day comes. I mean, we beat them 4 out of 6 last year, and they didn't hold leads. Where'd that get us? I understand it's a big story. I understand the season we're in. It's not going to matter unless October. So we're going to if we happen to come back here in October, we're going to show up. We're going to expect to win. We think we're really good. They're really good. Don't overstate this.
Yeah, well, we're not overstating. We're just stating the facts. We're your dad.
Are the Astros a dad that shows up, or is it like a dad that just comes around and you're always hoping dad will be there, but he's never is?
I think it's more like a mean stepdad who gives you a fresh one.
So Jeff, then.
Jeff. Jeff will come in when mom's not in the room. Jeff will come in and give you a wedgie.
And mom's a little blind to all the Jeff's issues because he has a solid job and he's here all the time.
Yeah. You know, he's not the most tender lover, but
oh my gosh,
he's a little rough. Okay.
What?
But you know what? At least he's providing for the family as opposed to the real dad
who's not there.
He just left, went for a pack of cigarettes, never came back.
So the Yankees can hear the Astros doing stuff?
Yeah.
A bang against the wall, that's what they hear? Because
The Yankees can hear the Astros in there with mom.
Because the Astros aren't tender.
They're not tender. They're slapping them around.
Well, a lot of those home runs have gone a long way.
Yeah. 715 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. Your thoughts. What about Neris? What about Yordan Patton? What about... No, I mean, you don't have to complain. What are some good things that happened? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Do you have an analogy for what the Astros are to the Yankees? Do you have a better analogy than their stepdad, Jeff? Maybe you have a better one. I don't know. But let's go. I do know this, that if you've got any trouble right now, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Make the call. Morley Law, 713-839-9955. Maybe you need to put that in your phone. I hope you're not getting in that much trouble. I hope that you don't have that many issues that you need an automatic dial for a law firm. But listen, if you get into a situation where, crap, I need a lawyer. I can't remember the number for the Morley Law Firm. Have it in your phone. 713-839-9955. Because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. Let's say you're accused. It doesn't matter. You're accused. You got a civil suit against you. You've got a malpractice suit against a doctor. You've got insurance claims that they're not paying off on. You got issues, and you need the Morley Law Firm. Listen, they're here for you. The experience is awesome. Go to the website at morleylaw.com, MORLEY law.com, and see the team and know that they're going to be fighting for you. All right. It doesn't matter what it is. And if you've got immigration issues, say habla español, or whatever issues you have, say habla español. So you're looking for that kind of lawyer, you got it. MorleyLaw.com, 713-839-9955.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about Lance McCullers coming back? Lance McCullers is going to be... pitching in Corpus. He's going to throw a couple of innings on his way back. A lot of people have been asking about Luis Castillo. Has been a hot topic over the last couple of days that the Astros add him. Astros Twitter has been a flutter with the possibility of Luis Castillo. I think he would be, now if you add Luis Castillo, the possibility of having Verlander, followed by Castillo, followed by Fromber, followed by McCullers in the postseason is wow. Just, that's a wow factor. First of all, what are you going to have to give up for Luis Castillo? The good news is he's got another year on his contract. He could be, if Verlander doesn't come back and you still have Castillo in your rotation, you're still really, really, really good.
John Heyman of the New York Post is adding to that fire, saying he mentions the Yankees and the Dodgers that they were seen as the favorites, but the Astros are sniffing around too. So, what does it take?
I don't know if we have what it takes. First of all, well, maybe we do. Maybe we have it on the big league roster right now, and maybe people were comparing. We're looking at the trades for Zach Greinke, the trades for Justin Verlander. And it's not even close. I mean, you, what they brought to the table and what you gave up, even though you gave up four of your top prospects for Greinke, you still won the deal so far. I mean, those guys are not. You never know what's going to happen. Josh Hader was a bad trade. JD Martinez letting him go was a bad idea. You know, you made some bad moves. There's no question about that. Stuff happens. But usually when you get the best player in a trade, you win. You win the trade. And Luis Castillo will be the best player in the trade. Your flashlight is on for whatever reason. Okay, if you had your druthers, would you rather have Luis Castillo and you knock out Urquidy, you knock out Luis Garcia out of this rotation? Or would you rather have Bat?
I think I'd rather have a Bat. I've seen Urquidy in the playoffs. I love what Christian Javier's done. And Luis Castillo, I mean, he's a year removed. I know he's pitched well this year. He's a year removed from going 8-16. The issue for me is what's it going to cost to get him when you have apparently two major players after him too. If it turns into a bidding war, is he worth it? Is he going to be worth what it takes to give up? And that's context I don't have. If we do this in basketball all the time because we know the players that will be given up. For the most part, unless you're like Niles, we don't know who. Most people don't know who the Astros would have to give up as far as their talent to go in the minor league system to go get a guy like him. It's very difficult for me to make a determination without knowing what's it going to take.
Right. Well, if it's going to take a lot to get Luis Castillo because, well, the market is there for him. A bunch of teams want him. A bunch of teams could use him, including the Dodgers. Walker Buehler's not coming back until September. Who knows what he's going to be? There are a lot of teams that are. I'm hearing Soto to the Dodgers. Good Lord, is there anybody that they just won't pay? They just won't buy and continue to still suck and not win anything.
Well,
they got an asterisk next to the 2020.
Them and the Lakers.
Yeah,
those BS titles.
Right.
Yeah, I know, RJ. I know. I understand.
What?
It's mostly a BS title because in the finals you played a team whose two of their top three players was hurt. I don't care about the bubble so much. That's why I'm calling it BS.
It's BS. It's a BS title. It's an asterisk. You won in a bubble. That doesn't count. The same with the Dodgers. LA gotten zero titles over the last how many years?
So if the Astros had won in the shortened season,
we'd say it was an asterisk season.
So no, it'd be two asterisk World Series.
Yeah, that's what we would say because we're consistent like that.
I don't believe you, one bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be probably a parade here. You'd say, "No, what we won? We played, didn't we? We played the game. It's gonna go down in history."
Is that his impression of you?
That's I don't know. What's it?
What? So like, no, I just feel that's supposed to be like me.
Okay, you do your impression of me.
Which one am I going to go
with? Hey, golf, Coors Light, your mother.
What about my mother?
I don't talk like that, first of all. And secondly, that's not a good impression of me at all. Not even in the least. Yeah, Castillo's got his arbitration, one arbitration a year left. He's making $7 million this year. Boy, you want to talk about a bargain. If you can get him for, again, now, he was 8-16 last year, which is why he only made $7 million this year. He's only 3-4 this year. But he's got a 2.77. He's a good pitcher. Mm-hmm. His whip is 1.07. Luis Castillo would be extremely, extremely nice. I just think you got to have more bats in this order. I mean, look at, they won game one. They had so many guys on base. They had so many opportunities and they just don't get it done. They still don't score runs. The Yankees are a run-scoring machine, not against the Astros. Did you see the stat going into the ninth inning when Belak was pitching in the ninth inning? In a regular season series, the Astros held the Yankees to a 140 batting average, which is the greatest in Yankee history, which is the worst in Yankee history. That you had to go back to 1923 or something, 1930, whatever it was, when they hit for a lower average in at least a 7-game regular season series. That's how good the Astros have been against. And this is a Yankees team that they were talking about being one of the great teams of all. They were on pace to have more wins than or just under what the Mariners set the record for.
all the numbers continue to play out with what we've seen. It's been complete domination all year long. And I don't care what Aaron Boone says. It matters. Your team, if they see the Astros in the playoffs, are going to remember those at-bats, those games that they lost. Now, if they can overcome it, that's one thing. If the Astros don't play up the form, whatever. But it's going to be something that hangs over, because they're going to get asked questions every day about, as the series approaches, throughout the series, if they fall down, if they lose the first game, how do you overcome what the Astros have done to you? And particularly this year, because the Yankees haven't been close. Not close.
No. Not even. No. This has been a total domination. They were lucky to get those two wins. It's just amazing that they got two wins. The Astros would be right. If they didn't blow those two games, the Astros would be a half game behind them right now. 2.5 games now separate the two. But I think I would, if I had a choice of Luis Castillo or Josh Bell, or Luis Castillo and Andrew Benintendi, or Luis Castillo or Wilson Contreras.
I love another bat here.
I think I would take any three of those guys. Mm-hmm. Any three of those guys. And, you know, they're not going to do that to Yuli. They're not going to get Josh Bell. Benintendi I could see, because you can move Tucker to center. And Brantley, who knows when Brantley's coming back, although James Click did say he's going to be back sooner than later. There were some rumors out there that Brantley was done for the season, he's not going to be back, and Click put those to rest yesterday. We got some sound from Click before the game. We'll play a little bit later in the show. He had a lot of stuff to say, including McCullers. He had the McCullers news, and he had the Brantley news.
Isn't look, everyone plays the word game with this, but isn't McCullers potentially your Luis Castillo?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a chance to get a top of the line. I mean, it's the guy that you just paid, what, $85 million to? It's the guy you just paid, guaranteed him $85 million.
He is your trade deadline acquisition.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see him.
Pitching acquisition,
yes,
hopefully.
Yes.
Now, that's the thing about the Astros is they don't go out. Now, the Braves did this lap. Keep going back to this. But the Braves needed a whole new outfield at the trade deadline. You know what they did? They went out and got a whole new outfield. The Astros need more than they need another pitcher. They need another bat in this lineup. So, if you got thoughts on it, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Could the Deshaun decision come down? We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I'm talking about right now, Chastain Ford. Look, if you're looking for that F-150, you can get them now. Starting on Monday, you were able to order your F-150. So go to the website, ChastainFord.com, or go to the dealership and hang out with the people. You'll love them. And they'll help you pick. They'll help you pick the colors. They'll pick all of the stuff that you need. What you need in your vehicle is what you want in your vehicle is what you're going to get in your vehicle. They're not going to add it on. They're not adding on. They're not going to say, oh, no, you got to have that sunroof. I don't ever use the sun. You know what? I bought a package for my Expedition that included a sunroof. It was the package that I wanted, but I had to take the sunroof with it. I never use the sunroof. And you know what? I will order my F-150, my F-150 Lightning, without a sunroof because I don't want a sun. I don't need a sunroof. So you order it the way that you want, and they're not going to say, oh, no, let's get this. Well, you need this, and you need – nope, that's not what they do. And they're not marking it up either. Like dealerships are marking up $5,000, $10,000 on their vehicles because they're so hard to get. Nope, not a Chastain Ford. What they're going to do is they're going to give you the best deal they possibly can every single time and get you where your payments need to be. All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com, or you can go visit them on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio says, today could be the day that we see, because we got training camps starting up next week. Training camps are starting up next week. It would only be fair, right, to the Browns. I mean, and she's had, what, 3 weeks now? She had a deadline where they had to submit their their summaries of what everything that went on and what how they feel this thing should go down. And they had that deadline, and now they're heading towards training camps, and it would be only right. Florio said before the reason that she's probably not coming out with anything is because she's hoping that the two sides can come to an agreement before she has to rule. But this is the way that they're going to do business. They're not coming to any agreement on how many games Deshaun Watson should be suspended. And she's got to come up with it. I don't know, maybe she just doesn't want to, whatever the case may be. Maybe she was told stall, let's leave this. Perfect day to let this come out on a Friday dump, right?
Yeah, after all the ESPN shows are off the air. I mean, what would it be? I guess the local talk shows would get to it, but the radio shows, but they're not worried about that. Friday afternoon, let's get it into the weekend if you're the NFL. And if it's below what the viewing public believes is necessary, maybe you give them a couple of days to relax and talk about it on Monday. Friday afternoons, there's a reason for the Friday afternoon news dump. You avoid all the talk shows and give them 2 days to kind of chill out. So we'll see. And it helps, I guess, if you want to be kind to the Browns, that's something that you care about. They have a clear answer before their training camp begins. And what's the ruling? If he's suspended for whatever amount of games, is he allowed in the facility until even in the preseason? Is he still banned from the facility?
I think they let him in the preseason, but then as soon as the regular season starts, he can't be there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes. But you know what? You got to give as much time as you possibly can to Josh Rosen. So apparently they're signing
Josh Rosen.
They're signing Josh Rosen.
Well, Jacoby Brissett needs all the help he can get too. So
who would be better, Josh Rosen or Cam Newton?
Cam was pretty bad last year. Probably Josh Rosen. I don't know if Cam can throw a football anymore.
And Cam is just Cam. Josh Rosen is a tennis player, right? Isn't he a tennis player?
He was a really good one.
Yeah, apparently.
When he was a kid. I think Josh Rosen will, no matter how it goes, will quietly be a backup to Jacoby Brissett. And if he has to play at some point, he'll play probably poorly and he'll take a step back. The Cam thing is all about what happens if Cam even goes on any type of run. Cam as a backup seems unlikely. That'll be a quiet
time. If Cam
time.
Goes on a run?
Any type of run.
It's all about Cam.
A couple, even if he plays well for a game.
Right.
I mean, then the discussion's about, is Cam back? How many games are you going to give? It's an easy no to Cam. That's why Josh Rosen's there. He's low maintenance, at least as a backup. I'm sure the UCLA people would say otherwise, but he's low maintenance. He's not even the starting quarterback with Deshaun suspended, and he probably won't play and won't mind just sitting there.
No. Brissett and Josh Rosen are content being there. But look at when he went back to the Panthers for his first touchdown, he scored. I'm back.
And was he even?
And he sucked.
Was he even the starter? Or he was just running a couple plays in that situation, right? He wasn't actually the starter that day, was he?
No, maybe I won't.
It was part of a package they had. Yeah. He scored and he was just yelling, "I'm back."
Right. Josh, that's not. But if the ruling comes down today, we're interested in it because we had Deshaun, and it's kind of a big deal for the Texans draft pick with the Browns. If it comes down today, this is the best possible. I would imagine Goodell would tell her, hey, how about let's do this on a Friday? Let's do this now.
She's an independent.
Yeah. Certainly Roger Goodell's had no contact, and certainly there's been absolutely no ground rules for her. If it is a dump, listen, but this is what Florio says. Last Friday, the Texans settlement of 30 claims related to Watson's alleged misconduct emerged in the late morning, early afternoon. By Monday morning, it was largely forgotten. it's a ploy, and, you know, it does actually work because it dissipates over the weekend. It's not nearly as a hard-driving news story when it's been out all weekend long, when people get to stew on it, simmer on it, and then by Monday morning. Now, Deshaun Watson's suspension will certainly, by Monday morning, it will certainly have a place in the news cycle.
It will definitely be talked about.
Yeah.
If it's, let's say it's 12 games over half the year, I think the NFL largely avoids any criticism for leniency because they will tell you, we put this in the hands of a qualified, well-respected judge, and this was her decision, and we're going to leave it at that. We're not going to.
You want to know the truth? I think whatever the suspension is, it's going to be. Hey, this ain't on us.
They may do that.
Now, Goodell can counter with it saying, "Oh no, that's not enough," and I'm going to
maybe they use
increase it.
Maybe they use it if it's dumped today. Maybe they use the 2 days to gauge the wins.
Yeah.
And if she gives him 4-8 or whatever it might be, and they get crushed for it, maybe they step in and go, "Okay, nah, we're gonna up this." And if it's largely looked at as okay. Glad we're done with this. Maybe they leave it alone. I wonder how much they're considering changing it depending on what she gives. Or if they already had their stance quietly that no matter what happens, we're going to leave it at her decision and we'll back away.
Yeah, no, I think if it's too lenient, that Goodell's definitely – then they will be criticized because Goodell can
yeah.
– he can change it. If she goes 4 games, then Goodell is going to have to step in.
That's the NFL's worst nightmare because she goes 4, they up it to whatever. They're going to have apparently a federal case.
According to Florio, the collective bargaining agreement won't allow it anyway.
Well, I think there'll be a suit. I'm not sure it'll be looked at.
Right.
But I think they will try to take it to court, particularly if it goes from 4-12 or 4-6 or 4-complete season. They'll look at the Deshaun's camp. We'll look at it as egregious. The NFLPA probably will too, and then we're off to the races. But yeah, if it's collectively bargained, I don't know what ground they have to stand on because you decided this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What about Kyler Murray's deal? We'll talk about that on the other side. He just wanted to have like 100,000 more than Deshaun. That's all he wanted.
Except Deshaun still wins because his is fully guaranteed.
Oh no, Deshaun definitely won. Yes. There's no question about that. 742 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:45 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the extension for Kyler Murray came out yesterday. $230.1 million, which is just $100,000 more than Deshaun made. But the difference is, and Mike Florio points this out, Deshaun is done in 5 years. Kyler's not going to be done for 7 years. It's not even close to who got a better contract. Deshaun got a better contract. Plus, he got a lot more. He got everything guaranteed. Kyler got, what, 105 guaranteed? What was the official number?
160, was it?
Was it 160? 160 guaranteed. $70 million more guaranteed for Deshaun. An unprecedented number for Deshaun Watson. You asked the question, who's going to regret it more, this contract? This is 7 more years of Kyler versus 5 of Deshaun. You've got a little person versus...
For a quarterback, relatively speaking, yes.
Versus a... How do we put it?
Someone
a serial massage wanter.
I guess. Someone with proclivities that, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, means it can get you in trouble, even if you are above board. But clearly from the allegations, what he was trying to do was not what the women involved wanted. Deshaun is going to play football. I don't know when it starts, but he will play football for the Browns. If you believe Deshaun is a better player than Kyler Murray, outside of the embarrassment of having him as the face of your franchise, then the Browns will come out ahead.
Well, as soon as he wins, gets him to the playoffs, wins playoff games. I was thinking about this morning is, man, Deshaun, watch what you wish for, getting to the playoffs with the Browns and hosting a playoff game in that stadium, in that cold. Do we know how Deshaun's going to play in the cold? Do we know how he's going to play now that he can't get a massage every day?
I don't know if that'll directly affect his performance. I'm saying, well, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know that to be the case. But we don't know if...
What if that's his Samson hair?
I thought we were going to leave that particular conversation that you tried to start in the break, but apparently
what
not.
What if that's his Samson hair? Getting a massage?
I don't know.
Gyrating all over.
I don't know if massages equate to getting your hair cut like Samson. I just don't. But we don't have much evidence of him as a cold weather player.
Nope.
It's just not what he had to do in college or in the NFL.
We don't know how he acts now either without a massage every day.
I really don't know how to have that conversation, particularly when you do this. Man, the Twitch is getting the show right now. John just twitching all over the place.
Well, that's a Deshaun Twitch right there. All over.
And now you're making noises too.
Yeah. So we don't know how he's going to play in the cold.
No.
We don't know how he's going to play without his massages. We do know that Kyler Murray is not going to grow much.
Or at all.
I think he's done growing.
I believe so, yes.
Some people are late bloomers.
Not
what if he like grew 8 inches or
You know
so?
Those NBA stories where that kid was a guard growing up, he turns into a power forward right. size because like Kevin Durant did? That happens when you're like 17, 18, not when you're 25.
You never know. You don't know that he can't grow right now. You don't know.
Seems unlikely.
What? How big would that be for the Cardinals?
Kyler Murray's 24.
If he put on about 5 or 6 inches.
He'll be 25 in August. I don't know if the Cardinals can bank on him growing to becoming 6'3".
Mm-mm. Well, that would be now. Now we got a story.
Now he'll be throwing over the middle.
Now
the
he'll be going, oh, really? I'm ripping up that deal. Okay. Now that I'm as tall as Josh Allen.
We'd all like an extra 5 inches.
Yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely. 749 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. So, Kyler just wanted more, but it's not nearly as good a deal. Honestly, who will regret this contract more, Browns or the Cardinals?
I think it's the Cardinals. If Deshaun's a better player, the stuff aside, because it'll go by the wayside at some point, you believe he's a better player, the Cardinals are going to regret it. You have a smaller quarterback who fades down the stretch every year. Injuries are a concern. I think the guy who's going to regret it most is Cliff Kingsbury when they fire him because, okay, we're locked in on Kyler. We're paying him so much money. We can't have these regressions every year. Cliff is the one that needs to worry. Hey, man, we're locked in with him.
Yep.
You're the one that's easy to get rid of.
You better win with him. You better like him. You better be able to put an offense around him, and one that doesn't fade in the second half of the season, because that's what they do. And, somehow, some way, Cliff's got to figure this thing out.
Kingsbury's the biggest loser. If the Cardinals have another, let's start out 7-2 and then finish 9-8, like has been they made the playoffs last year and flamed out. But that's kind
of, they look bad.
They look bad. That's kind of been their formula. So he needs to find a way to take that early season success with Kyler Murray in that offense and push it forward throughout the year, and that early season success may not occur without DeAndre Hopkins to start the year.
Yep. So there's that. Will Georgia regret Kirby Smart's 10-year, $112.5 million extension?
Are they going to run out of money to pay players?
No.
Then no, they won't regret it.
No, he's a good coach.
Yes. He's a good coach, and they'll continue to get players. They'll be fine.
He could end up as the greatest Georgia coach ever.
Vince Dooley, are those the two competing? And no. Mark Richt didn't win a title, but he was really good there, too.
He was really good, but he wasn't. Well, I think Vince Dooley, because he won the title.
Yeah.
You know, the Herschel.
Mark Richt had so many double-digit win seasons, could never get over the hump. So the title always gives you a different level.
Well, and Kirby's already got his.
Yeah.
And he looks to be, look, no matter what Nick says, no matter what, all of this stuff, you know, the competitive balance and all this stuff, Georgia's going to be great. Alabama's going to be great. Clemson is, I think, going to be great. Ohio State's always going to be great. Those four teams are always going to be there, period.
Yeah, the competitive balance may mean, and it has so far, at least with five-star distribution, that more teams than the ones you mentioned will get five-star players. But talent acquisition is the name of the game, and those four are the tops at it right now. And A&M had their run last year. We'll see if they can continue that. We'll see if wherever that money came from can continue as far as NIL deals for the players they signed this past recruiting cycle. But, I mean, the Georgias, the Alabamas of the world ain't going anywhere. As long as those coaches remain there and the commitment to winning, you can guess what that might mean. As long as that remains for the people around the program, they'll be just fine.
They're going to, yeah, no question. Kirby Smart is going to, and you got to keep that. Listen, when Nick goes away, he was talking about retirement. He said, what am I going to do? This is what I do. I'm 70 years old, but this is what I do. When Nick goes away, Alabama, there's a chance. I mean, Alabama was not good before he got there, and there's a good chance that they might not be good. You lock in Kirby Smart, a good coach, with a known coach that walks into a living room and it's telling them, you know, about Georgia and national titles and competing for national titles. Georgia's going to be good for a long time to come. I'm not sure Alabama is.
Yeah, I mean, you laid it out. A new coach, depending on who it is, they'll pay top dollar because they don't want to fall by the wayside. And they will continue to make sure talent acquisition's at the forefront of how they do things. But you would expect some fall off because you're going from the greatest college coach of all time. You can't expect to live in that rarefied air when he's not around. But I think they will do everything possible to still maybe not be Alabama anymore, but maybe be what Georgia is now, where they don't always win, they're not always in it, but you're always going to be afraid of them. Because, look, Georgia's on a run, but Alabama and what they have been over Nick's tenure, something that probably won't be matched again. But they probably want to find a way to be right under that tier.
Mm-hmm. 754 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros with the doubleheader win, and tonight the Mariners. The Mariners are they're getting cocky. Did you see the Lance McCullers tweet?
Well, someone on Instagram said something along the lines of, yeah, we'll see you on the IL. And he was like, yeah, I've been owning your team for 8 years. I felt like I need to take a break. Yeah. So I'm a Mariner. I don't know how that originated, but that's the snapshot I saw. Mariner fan at right. Lance came back at the Mariner.
Sorry, we cannot hear you from the IL. Got so tired of smoking y'all for the last 8 years. Needed a break.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Lance McCullers. Lance, don't be giving him bulletin board material.
Particularly when you're not playing.
Yeah, you're not even there. You're in Corpus. Okay, so the Astros tonight start a three-game. This is kind of a big deal. I mean, you open this thing up, you win two out of three, and there's, I mean, listen, they're 10 back now because you won these two games. You got Urquidy, Verlander, and Fromber. They've got Gonzalez, Gilbert, and Ray. They're red hot, but you're a better baseball team. You have owned the Mariners. But the Mariners got a little sauce to them now. They're a little saucy.
Are we sure those are the pitchers? Because CBS Sports reported pitchers that didn't start at all.
No.
Neither one.
And had zero chance of starting. Cole had no chance of starting because he pitched on Sunday.
Can't trust anyone.
You can't trust CBS Sports anymore. We reported that yesterday morning. Oh, that CBS Sports came out with the starters. Nah, wasn't even close. I'll tell you. I was impressed by a Jordan kid. He can throw hard. The lefty, he can throw pretty hard. That was he threw pretty well. Herman, not so much. But this is a big series. I mean, as big as it can get in July when you got a 10-game lead.
Now that you got through the Yankees thing and you took two from them and it's back to 10, where's your anxiety level about the series? I'm sure it has to be different than it was before yesterday.
Well, 7 of the next 10 are against Seattle. Okay, so now you got another stretch here, just like you had with the Yankees and the Mets. You had a 9-game stretch where, you know what, it was kind of a big deal to play really well. And you know what they did? They stepped up and they played really well. They had a big doubleheader yesterday where they played great, and they beat the Yankees and the evil empire, and they came up out on top. Can this team continue to do this kind of thing? Because after this 7 out of 10 with Seattle, You got Boston coming in and Cleveland, who's a good baseball team. So it's going to continue and continue and continue, and you wonder how long you can stay playing at this peak baseball.
Well, they're at their best against good baseball teams.
They are.
So I think anyone concerned, maybe don't be, because whenever this team feels any type of challenge, particularly this season, okay, we got this. And I've talked about it before, that all the worrying about the Astros, I've just pushed it all aside. Every time they need to step up, they do. And we saw that yesterday.
Yep.
Why? What you worried about? This team against good teams? Nah. Now, if some trash team comes into town and they drop 4 out of 5,
listen,
that's something I would be concerned about, because it happens.
They're at Seattle and then they're at Oakland. There's a chance they play better against Seattle than they do against
then
Oakland.
They just lose.
And Oakland just took 2 out of 3 from them.
This is what I'm saying. Pray for the good teams, because this team decides we're the best team in the baseball. We'll show it against the best teams.
Yep. All right, we'll hear from James Click on some of the stuff that he talked about yesterday here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.